I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fear escalates as Taliban fighters block Afghans from trying to reach the Kabul airport. Though experts and allies voice concern, the United States is sticking to an August 31st departure. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization calls for immediate access so we can get humanitarian aid into Afghanistan. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari tells us.
The Taliban has a hit list of known Christians they are targeting to kill. They are raiding houses and going through people's phones to look for any Christian apps. Afghan believers are in danger and they are fleeing to the mountains. Many of them feel they have been abandoned.
The only thing we can do is also the most powerful thing we can do. Pray.
Pray for God's work to continue in Afghanistan and to protect the church. Pray for Taliban zeal to be broken, to be replaced by humility and kindness.
And when COVID-19 locked down the Middle East, the Arab world began engaging in social media technology like never before. Samuel from Redemptive Stories says, it's a new frontier for Christian life and practice. Redemptive Stories has created a series of online training courses to help Christians navigate these new challenges and opportunities. Pray this movement of the Holy Spirit will continue.
Everyone was stuck at home in many different countries for long, long periods of time. As a people, we are very social, and so we still need to find some way to socialize. And so oftentimes that happens through the pandemic, has happened online. And that being said, that has also opened the opportunity for many, many, many people to come to faith and to be interested in spiritual things. And many more organizations are seeing this as an opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.